The Trump administration has unveiled a controversial plan to open up huge swaths of the country's outer continental shelf to oil and gas drilling. That would reverse an Obama-era ban on offshore drilling and sets the stage for a legal battle with coastal states from Florida to California. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced the decision in a phone call with reporters yesterday.
Our country is blessed with vast assets and resources, and this is a part of looking at it in a broader view.
The plan was opposed instantly by several governors and attorneys general, as well as dozens of lawmakers and environmental groups. One of those groups is the Natural Resources Defense Council, whose senior advocate Alexandra Adams joins us now. And Alexandra, you called this proposal the most extreme offshore drilling plan that any administration has proposed. What do you mean?
That's really what it is. This proposal is truly stunning. There are 26 planning areas available across all of our coasts, and they have proposed lease sales in 25 of them. We're looking at lease sales all along the Atlantic coast, the Pacific coast, Alaska, Arctic, the Gulf of Mexico, Eastern Gulf of Mexico, even the Straits of Florida.
Hmm. And your concerns about that are?
Well, the concerns are vast. You know, there's a couple issues here that we need to be looking at. First of all, safety. Drilling in these areas is absolutely unsafe. There were several safety measures that were put in place following the BP Deepwater Horizon disaster. And this administration has made an effort now to roll back those safety measures. So the few safeguards we had in place are now being removed by the Trump administration. In addition to that, a number of these communities all rely on healthy oceans. It goes, you know, far beyond marine life and healthy ecosystems that we all want. We're getting into economies that rely on abundant fish populations, tourism, recreation. All of these things already exist in all these places and would be put at dire risk by a lot of the risky drilling that's being proposed here. So, you know, this is a terrible plan on many, many levels.
Obviously, Secretary Zinke sees it rather differently. I mean, he said yesterday that he believes the Obama administration's decision to ban offshore drilling in American waters has starved the federal government of billions of dollars in revenue that he says could go to fix up national parks and federal lands. Your response to that argument?
I think that's a very disingenuous comment to make. The Obama administration did consider drilling off of the Arctic and Atlantic coasts, and they went through an arduous process where they took into account governors' input, community input, environmental impact, and economics, and they determined that drilling in these areas didn't make sense. That drilling plan that they completed should have taken us through the year 2022. This administration is really looking to provide a boost to the oil industry. I don't believe at all that what Secretary Zinke said makes sense here in this context.
And what about his assertion that the plan is part of, quote, a new path for energy dominance in America?
Well, you know, we keep hearing energy dominance, but the only people who seem to dominate is the oil industry and their profits. I don't know how this helps any of these communities that rely on the oceans for all of their economies now. And more than that, these areas are really sensitive. You can throw a phrase like energy dominance around, but you're ignoring all of the risk that we apparently have learned no lessons from, rolling back every safety measure that would prevent another Deepwater Horizon blowout. Could, you know, if that happened again, we're looking at decimating economies all along our coasts. You know, I don't know how that makes any sense if you're really looking to strengthen an American economy.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, there was instant pushback from many states and attorneys general. The governors of New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, California, Oregon, and Washington have all opposed offshore drilling plans. Rick Scott, Governor Rick Scott in Florida, a Republican, came out against this plan as soon as it was announced. Now, it's likely that the plan is going to face legal challenges. Is the NRDC going to sue?
Well, at this point, we're going to work through all of the process. We're working with communities, with members of Congress. We want this administration to hear from all of these people, including the governors that you commented on. You know, this covers red, blue states equally. So the most important thing now is that this administration understands how deeply unpopular this plan is. And organizations like ours want to be able to help people find their voice and push back on this.
Now, even if the plan is approved, new drilling wouldn't take place place for many years. And Secretary Zinke has said, I mean, just yesterday he said that nothing is final and they're continuing to engage the American people. So, you know, in the interim, is there anything that the Interior Department could do to reduce your concerns?
Well, not really. I mean, if you took half of the proposed lease sales out of this plan, it would still be an extreme and really damaging plan. They talk about how long it would take to get drilling online, but exploratory wells could happen in the next couple of years. So honestly, it's really cold comfort to hear that he's open to some of these tweaks to a plan that is the most extreme we've ever seen.
Well, Alexandra Adams is senior advocate in the Oceans Program at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.